Well, I must admit, I long for the day where I can talk about the things that are going to impact the economy, traders, and the fundamentals. But I guess we're still a ways away from that. But I do want to point out some economic data that is coming out this week that I would expect might be very important, but probably somewhat ignored because of all the other complications. But on Tuesday morning, we get the NFIB Small Business Index. Now, we saw this slip into a pessimistic view. If we look at the NFI Business Index, it's really divided from above 100 and below 100. Below 100 means that more and more small businesses are somewhat pessimistic. When it's above 100, it means that small businesses are optimistic. Of course, that's what we want to see. Well, back in March, we slipped below 100 to 96.4. Tuesday, that number comes out, and as you can imagine, we would expect that to slip considerably more. But the elements that make up that index are really not slipping that bad. It is a very different lack of confidence than we've seen in the past. The lack of confidence is based on things like getting back to work, the switch for the economy be switched on as opposed to off, things that are totally out of control and are very unusual factors that are generally pretty easy to quantify, but not so easy now because all of this has never been seen before. Anyway, industrial production is in negative territory. It is a negative 5.4, and that too will drop significantly. So maybe I'm putting an emphasis on economic data just because I wish that's where we were, where we could look at economic data and say, you know, we're going to be watching this very closely. I don't think that's the case. I think everybody is still looking at the impact of the virus on the economy and how that economy, day after day, continues to handle that impact. And I suspect that for some time, that's what we will be focused on. Beyond the economic data, as we begin to look forward to the week, it's going to be hard to tell. It's hard to tell right now, anyway, what is coming. That is for sure. So much happening in reference to the virus, as we're seeing resurgence in some economic development areas in some very highly developed countries. Seem to be noticing a bit of a resurgence or another round of the virus. I don't know what that's going to do to America, whether that's going to give us some reason or some cause for pause. One thing I do know, that the markets have not been focused, as I said, on economic data. It's going to be focused on the virus. So there's not a lot that we can do. We sit still. I do believe, as we think about what is happening, that we are going to see some negativity. What could happen as the country begins to reopen that is going to impact the markets. The Dow this morning is looking like a negative open. This would be after a very good week, one of the best weeks we've had in some time, not to mention oil getting clobbered this morning as well. So look, we've got lots of worry, lots of concerns, demand issues. People seem to be chafing at the bit to get back to work and to get life normalized. As you can imagine, we all are. One thing we do know is God is unchanging. He is still in control. He will still use this. I am reasonably certain that again this weekend, a number of people have come to the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, and hopefully that will continue. But look, there's a lot of work to be done, and I do believe that we will revisit some lows. I don't know if we will revisit the lowest low that we had this year, but we are going to revisit lows. There will be opportunity for us as long-term investors, but we will pick and choose that opportunity carefully, as we should. So we'll see what the week brings. I will try to keep you updated here. I apologize for Friday. I didn't get our Friday's commentary up until late Friday. I had some issues. Let's put it that way. I had some issues with my actual personal computer that I use at home for business that was not allowing me to upload it quickly and how to get that resolved. So apologize for that, but we'll keep doing our best to keep you informed. I hope you have a great week. I hope you had a chance to relax over the weekend. We did, and I appreciate that on a wonderful Mother's Day. And all of you, I hope I had an incredible Mother's Day, one of the best ones that you've ever had as you celebrated your mother, being a mother, or maybe your grandmother. But we sure do appreciate the most important job in the world and what that does to shape our world. God bless, and we'll see you in a few hours.